Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming tonight. This is our first Parent Restore, so we are super excited for you to be here. My name is Erin Molly. I'm one of the campus ministers here on the team. We are very excited for you to experience Restore, which is something that has been a profound and powerful encounter with Jesus that our students have had this semester. It's something Pius has been doing for a while, but this year especially, the Lord has just poured out on it. And this last Restore that we had with students, there was over 300 students at it. So we hope that you are able to encounter Jesus in that same way. Yeah, that tonight's just a time of rest and receiving the Lord into your heart. And I will explain more of how the night will go after our first speaker. So we are going to have Scotty Sullivan share his testimony with us. Many of you probably know Scotty, but for those who don't, he will share more of that in his talk. But what I know about Scotty is that Scotty is one of the most joyful, fun, energetic people I've probably ever met. He is so good at his job and being the face of Christ to the students here. He just makes the faith cool, and it's like a broken record hearing students come by being like, "Where's Scotty? Where's Scotty? Is Scotty in here?" You can find Scotty doing many sorts of things on his workday, either having deep, serious conversations with students or having dance parties in our office that always end in him doing a handstand or just making lunch duty like really cool. I don't know how you do that, but they love it down there. Something particular, he loves singing too. And the song that he sings the most is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, which doesn't align with Scotty and how much he works. He actually won an award this week at our faculty party that was most likely to pay rent at Pius if he had the option. So Scotty's awesome. The man loves Pius. He loves being a Bolt, and he's very good at loving your children. So without further ado, please welcome Scotty.
I have seen in our students a hunger and a desire for something more, for something greater, for something that truly fulfills and satisfies them. The reality is that our kids are also living in a world that wants them to not believe in God, a world that wants them to not worry about the salvation of their souls, but to worry selfishly about what will make them and only them happy. Last year, I had a senior boy who came up to me and said, "I know that if I were to die today, I would go straight to hell." This is exactly where Satan wants him to be, and exactly where Satan wants us to be. To simply not care about where our soul would end up when we die and the souls around us. Because there's a desire within each one of us that cannot and will not ever be filled by things of this world, rather only by God. Parents, it is an honor to be here standing before you and to see so many familiar and wonderful people. I'm so thankful for the ways in which you have witnessed to those around you, especially to myself. For those who do not know me, my name is Scotty Sullivan, and I'm one of the campus ministers here at Pius. I graduated from this very school in 2016. I attended the University of Nebraska for 2 years before discerning the seminary. I spent 2 years at St. Gregory the Great Seminary discerning the Catholic priesthood. After much prayer and discernment, I realized that God was calling me back into the world, if you will. I re-enrolled at UNL, where I received my bachelor's degree in elementary education, and I've spent the last 7 years helping on countless retreats, giving talks, teaching Totus Tuus for 4 summers, and I've coached many sports and teams. This all, ultimately, led me to where I am today, having a passion to serve the youth and to lead them to Jesus. I've loved every minute of this job and being the face of Christ to every student and teacher in this building. Parents, one thing I've noticed is that our students and kids are looking for someone to invite them, someone to challenge them, someone to disciple them, someone to lead them to heaven. Are we willing to do what it takes? Are we willing to be bold? It was the spring of 2016, and my sister was in her sophomore year here at Pius. She was a wonderful tennis player, won state here 2 years in a row. During the state tournament of her sophomore year, she was playing a team in the doubles semifinals. It was an intense match, and Pius ended up pulling out the victory. The girl she beat was an atheist and wanted nothing to do with God. As you may know, tennis is not really a sport that allows you to talk to your opponents. There were no words exchanged between the two teams, but a few years pass, and my sister and this girl are both at UNO. They both find themselves at the Focus Seat Conference. Her former opponent walks up to my sister and says, "You don't know this, but the joy that you had on the tennis court inspired me so much that I knew there had to be more than life than what I was living for. There had to be more to life than what I was living for." She then got signed up for RCIA classes and became Catholic the following year. Are we willing to live out our faith in all that we do? Are we willing to let the light of Christ shine through us? Are we willing to be this sort of example for our children despite what the world is saying? This girl had a desire for more. She did not know what that more meant, and she did not know where she would find that. But she found it on the tennis court at the state tournament in 2016 and has never looked back. It does not take much. Simply showing up and living a joyful life can have a lasting impact on our students and children. I think back to the ways in which I was raised and what got me to where I am today. My parents have always been the best examples to me. There was never a Sunday mass that we missed, despite the summer busyness of club sports happening every single day. They set the standard that our faith is something we do, and it's something we take seriously. Their boldness was something that helped me and my four siblings remain Catholic through all these years. It's not what they said, but more how they lived their lives with boldness and invited us to do the same. I'm reminded of this quote from Pope Paul VI, who said, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses. We can teach and say all the right things, but if we ourselves are not living it out, why would our students or our children want to live it out for themselves?" Last year, I taught sixth grade religion. I loved having deep spiritual conversations and discussions with these kids. Yes, these kids were 12, but to see their desire and thirst for something more was inspiring. I did an activity where I asked the kids to answer this prompt anonymously. What role does God play in your life? There were 60 total kids in sixth grade, and I put all the responses on a PowerPoint and let each class sit in silence while they read what their classmates wrote. About 20 out of the 60 students said that God was someone who was really distant to them, or someone they weren't even sure if he existed. This led to some beautiful, vulnerable conversations about why this was the case. They are dealing with so many voices telling them it's not necessary. Sunday mass is optional. Holiness is not for everyone. And then they begin to fill this God-shaped hole with things of this world and are left even more unsatisfied. This desire for more, for something greater, is within all of us. We will always be left unsatisfied unless we have experienced a true encounter with Jesus. By the end of last school year, there were sixth graders who were riding their bikes to Mass, sixth graders inviting their parents to go to Mass with them, sixth graders talking about Jesus like he was their friend, and even encouraging their non-Catholic peer to become Catholic, and so much more. But Jesus is not just for our kids. Jesus is not just for those who desire it. Jesus is for all of us. He desires to be a part of each of our lives, no matter where we are at right now. He wants to radically change all of our lives and to share it with everyone around us. When I came back from seminary, I was in classes with a lot of the same people, so I got to know my classmates very well, all females. One Monday morning, my friend who was addicted to drugs and had recently lost her mom looked at me and said, "How are you this joyful right now? You must be high on drugs." And the reality is that souls are dying around us, and they need you to be a light in their life. Are you willing to give it all to him? Are you willing to be his disciple? Are you willing to lead others along this journey to heaven? It will be difficult and trying, but I promise it will be so rewarding. To let Jesus be the center of your life. The time is now for us all to go all in, because we are all made for something more, for something greater. And I want to leave you with this quote from Pope Benedict. The world offers you comfort. You were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness. Thank you.